Essen da ganz gut. So one, so nice to be back with the chevy here. Such a good all the gruach. Especially I understand that it's finals time and many people have made the mysterious nefesh, like the chashmar naim to come. It should be a schuss for you. How familiar with the rules of dreidel? Although I saw that there are different nuschalos in terms of what letter gets what. Seems to be a machlekes between the nun and the shin. It's not so clear which one is which. And be it as it may, what's nog in the velt is that if you get a shin, you pay. If you get a gimel, you win. If you get a nun, then nothing happens. And if you get a hay, and you split it. Everything in Klai Yisrael, everything which we do, comes from a very high place. The tzaddikim say many inyanim about the dreidel b'chlal. Nachman has a beautiful Torah in Sichas Aran about Gilgulim, as it relates to dreidel. It was once that the Rebbe from Sariger, the Or Yisrael, told over that he was once sitting with his father, Rebbe Avram Yaakov, the Avi Yaakov from Sariger. They were sitting there playing dreidel. And it was his father's turn. He took the dreidel. He spun it. And it landed on a hay. Landed on the hay, and his father took the entire pot. Breaking the rules. Nobody said anything. Derech Eretz for the Rebbe. So a little bit later, he revealed the secret. He said, Hayois, that the letter hay is from the Shem Havaya, I win everything. This is a Soid Siach Sarfei Kodesh. Chaim Vital says that Maisa Tzadikim is Kamaisa Merkava. The Medrash in last week's parasha says a very fascinating comment. Shmuel Bar Nachman Pasach. Hashem says, Ki anaychi yodati es machshavos. I know the thoughts of people. Shvatim hayu asukim b'mechirasa shal Yosef. The Shvatim were being Isaac in Mechiras Yosef. V'Yosef haya Isaac b'sak v'tanisai. And Yosef was being Isaac in sak and tainis. V'Yakov haya Isaac b'sak v'tanisai. V'Ruvin haya Isaac b'sak v'tanisai. V'Yehuda haya Isaac v'lekech la'isha. And Yehuda was taking a wife for himself, as the Torah goes on to say, that he went down to Isha Dulami, found a wife there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya oisek bori oir shel Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being oisek in the light of Mashiach. It's fascinating, Chazal. Very puzzling what this all means. Adjacent to that, Chazal says as follows, V'yosef hoirin mitzrayim. Yosef was sent down to Mitzrayim. Chazal say about this word Mitzrayim, similar to what we have in other places, as in the Gemara Yevamos, which is the source of this comment. Kol Malkom Shel Hayatzarech Lahatil Lamed B'Tchilasa. Any place where the Lamed should have come before the word, Hilta B'Hakasav Hey B'Saifa, that the letter Hey comes in the end. So the Medrash here says Mitzrayimah should have been Limitzrayim, but it's Mitzrayimah. Like we find elsewhere, Seira, Sedoima, that the letter Hey comes in the end. The Medrash goes on to say, that the Shechina was with Yosef in Mitzrayim. From how do you know? The pasuk says, "Vayihi Hashem es Yosef," because Yosef was Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. Chazal also say in that midrash, how many times was Yosef sold? It's machlekes. Some say 4 times, some say 5 times. Rav Huna says 5 times, although the pasuk doesn't mention that. The meaning by the Chassam Sofer on Chanukah was that the dreidel was on his table the entire week. He had an inyan with a dreidel shel kesef, although by most tzaddikim they were noig with a dreidel shel eitz, a wooden dreidel. And the meaning of the Chassam Sofer was that anybody who would walk into the Chassam Sofer on Chanukah, he would pick up the dreidel and he would spin it. He had an asik with the dreidel. Emeka Inyan is, according to what we can understand, because Chassam Sofer was Yish Kaddish Moed. Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh. Every single person is an Eitz. Really, every single Jew is a dreidel. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu is called the Soiviv Kol Alamin. But he causes the world to spin. That the entire world is constantly spinning. He's always spinning the dreidel. But he spins the dreidel on an individual level, also on a klalis level. When a Jew would come into the Chassam Sofer, he would spin the dreidel. The Sfarim say, when you spin it below, you spin it above. To be ma'ayir, an inyan of Soiviv Kol Alamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears the veil. Now we don't know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're mysterious. Just like you never know what letter your dreidel is going to land on. But there's a tachlis in all this spinning. And the tachlis is that every single Jew should reveal the Nekuda Mashiach within himself. Which is why Goyishna, the Sfarim say, is Gematria Mashiach. But even though a Jew may fall many times, the Seif Davar is that from the collection of all of these fallings, that the Nekuda Mashiach bin Eskal. I speak about this Medrash here. that Yosef was being sold, the Shvatim were being Isaac in that. Yaakov and Reuven and Yosef were being Isaac Basak, and Yehuda was being Isaac and being marrying an Ishan, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was being Isaac and being creating the light of Mashiach. You could say B'derech Drush. We'll have to be Makatzer a little bit. That the real winners over here were the Midyanim. Because they were Zeichet to Yosef. They got a great deal. 20 Salah for a guy like Yosef. It's a bargain. That's why it says that when they saw the Midyanim, Ugmaleihem Naisim, Nechayis Tzari Valait, Gmaleihem is the letter Gimel. That when they saw the Gemalim, that the Midyanim had the Gimel, they were the real winners. The losers were Yaakov, Reuven, and Yosef. They were being oisek besak v'tainis. Sak is from the letter shin, the letter sin. Yehuda was being oisek b'isha. The Zohar Kaddish says that the secret of ish v'isha is the letter nun, the char v'nukva. So the dreidel landed for Yehuda on the letter nun. You have your gimel, you have your shins, you have your nun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being osik, but Ariel Shamashiach is the letter hey. The sending down of Yosef to Mitzrayim was for the purpose of the preparation of Mashiach, which is what the Goshna represents. That the Yidden were all sent down to Goshen. The purpose of Yosef going down to Goshna, which is the letters of the dreidel, was that there are times in history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spins the dreidel, and he spins it very hard. And when it lands, everybody's affected by that. Some will get the gimel, some will get the shin, some will get the nun. But the most important letter in all this is the letter hey. Because the hey represents the Shechina. And the purpose of the spinning of the dreidel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spun was to bring the Yid to Goshen. And because the Shechina went down to Mitzrayim, because that was the way it had to be, Yosef went down. That Yosef was Makusher to the Shechina Akdasha. And he lived his whole life in order to reveal the Shechina Akdasha in the world. That's why V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Gemashim Shechina. Yosef followed the Shechina. The Shechina was going down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. And of all places, he went to the house of Potiphar. Potiphar is Gemashia Shechina. And this is the secret of what Chazal is saying here, V'yosef huran Mitzrayim, that the letter Hey is at the end of the word Mitzrayim. Because this letter Hey b'soifa represents that the tachlis of going down to Mitzrayim was for the purpose of the Shechina Akdasha, which is the letter Hey b'soifa. Because at the end is always where the tachlis is. Just like every galus, like the other examples that the Medrash gives here. Seira, which is Edom. Sidoima, which is another place of Rishayim, where David HaMelech was found. That the tachlis of every single galus is the letter hey. And that's why Goshna, it doesn't say Ligoshin, it says Goshna. The hey is B'soifa. That the real nekuda of the entire story of Yosef coming down to Mitzrayim, of Hashem spinning of his dreidel, that there are times in history that he spins it and everybody's affected by that. And this is one of those moments. This took place on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Peshtetin Svarim. And in fact, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the whole union of Karpas at the Leil Seder is to represent Mechiras Yosef. That you take the Karpas and you dip it in salt water is supposed to be Ma'ira, the reason for why we went down to Mitzrayim to begin with. Because they dipped the coat of the karpas in blood. The Ari HaKadosh says that when you take the karpas in hand, karpas is gematria shin. This is the letter shin which sent Yosef down to Mitzrayim in the first place. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi on the word pasim, Rashi says kli milas miloshen karpas. That the karpas is an introduction to the entire Magid and Sipur of how we came down to Mitzrayim. This is the letter shin the Ari says to be machaven. And when we sit at the Leil Seder, we sit behesseba, which is a lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soiviv kol almin, has a hey before it, has a lehe after it, behesseba. That the tzachlis of all the soiviv kol almins is in order to be megale the secret of the geula, which is the Shechina Kvesha, which is represented, by the way, by the letter hey. Halach ma'anya, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Ha is a letter hey, that the matzah is a letter hey. Not only is matzah the letter hey, but you take three matzahs because it's gimel, which is a winner, and hey, which is the real winner. Similarly, and in the same way that when Klai Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim the first time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spun the dreidel, and how it fell is that's how it happened. When it was time to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Hashem spun the dreidel again. Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech Hamid Bar Yamsuf. Vayasev is a letter Soiv, to be Mesoivev. Because Baruch Hu wants to change things up in the Welt, spins the dreidel. Happens to be the end of the pasuk says Vachamushim Alu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Vachamushim is the letter Nun. We'll get into the Arichas and how this, the greater picture of this dreidel here, Vayasev Elokim Asam. But the Ptachlus is to bring Klai Yisrael to Sinai, of which Hashem says about Sinai, Rav lechem soiv esahar hazeh. You're spinning around this mountain very, very long. That the tachlis, just like the tachlis before was to come to Goshen, the tachlis now was to come to Sinai and to receive the Torah, Chamisha chum she'Torah, which is the letter hey, which by Sinai is gematria sivivon. Rav lechem soiv esahar hazeh. That you spin around Sinai. That the whole soiviv kolam, the whole purpose of the world is to receive the Torah. So they went down with the Sivivon and they came up with the Sivivon. In fact, when Yaakov sent Yosef to the brothers the first time, the Torah says, Vayomer Yisrael of Yosef halo achicha roim b'shchem. This is the beginning of the spinning of the dreidel. El Yosef haloy achicha is gematria dreidel. And even when the Yidden followed Yosef down to Mitzrayim, because they had to follow the Shechina too, it says that Yosef played dreidel with them. It says Vayosev me'alehem vayevk. Again, this Vayosev, that he played dreidel with them. Many of them got the bad end of it, as it says that Shimon was thrown into jail. He's definitely the loser. Shimon is a letter Shin. He went into jail. As the pasuk concludes there, that's why he cried. It's very painful to spin the dreidel. You don't know how it's going to land. There's going to be losers. Just like there was by Mechiras Yosef, Hashem also spun. He was Vayasev, and Hashem cried also. But it's for the purpose of Goishna, which is to reveal the Orosh Mashiach. So therefore, I'll peep shot when you follow the standard rules of dreidel. The Gimel wins. The Gimel wins because it's a lashon of Goimel Chaser. that Hashem does good for you. But that's very nice in Chitzonius. But in Pnimius, the real winners are those who are Davak Tashkuna. It's the difference between a person who's Almanas Lakabal Pras Vishala Almanas Lakabal Pras. A person who wants the Gemul is Davak to the Gimel, and he thinks he's the winner. But a person who's being Isaac L'Shem Shemayim, that he's Davak to the Hay, that he follows the Hay wherever he goes, he follows the Hay. And he's Davak to that Hay. That although in Chitzonius the Hay is not the winner, the Hay just splits it in half. But in Pnimius, the letter Hey is from the Shem Hashem, and a person who's Dovek to the Shem Hashem has everything. Comes to Neres Hanukkah. The Ner Hanukkah is the opportunity to bring the Shechina to the home. The Ner Hanukkah is nothing less than the Shechina itself. When you're looking at the Neres Hanukkah, you're looking at the very light of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavv Kol Ha'olam. This is the light which HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses and has used from the beginning of time, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. From the very first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spun the world and he spun the dreidel of the world, this is the light which he uses to spin his dreidel. And it comes to everybody's home because it's a time, it's one of those times of year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spins his dreidel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person new direction by Hanukkah time. It's a time of a new halicha, being moisef a halich. That a person strengthens his halicha and avodas Hashem. We light by the delis, which is the place that people come in and come out. It's the place of halicha. And the pasuk says in Mishlei, Hadelis tosav al tzida. That the delis revolves. Hadelis tosav. That the delis is a place which goes around. And that's the place where we light the Ner Hanukkah. Which represents that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is being mesaviv kol ha'olam. That the Chassam Sofer being saved with the dreidel is just a representation of a higher Seviva, which is taking place. It's interesting that when the Magen Avraham, even when he brings the minig of coming to collect at the homes, by Chanukah he says that the Na'arim are soivavim ala Pesach. And a person, again, he doesn't know when or how his dreidel is going to fall. But that's really how, in the way in which a person's Nekudas Mashiach is Nisgala. The dreidel doesn't stand unless it's spinning. Then unless it's constantly moving, if it's constantly being a hoylech, then it stands. And what this represents is that a Jew knows that he really has no raglaim of his own. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his regel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a derech. Because if he stops spinning for a moment, that's when he falls. And that's when Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. The Gemara says that Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. That he considers himself to be a person who is a metzias of Nefila. Like David HaMelech left out the letter Nun. He says, I'm a Metzius of Nefila. This is the letter that David took for himself. That's why David HaMelech says, Svavuni gam Svavuni. He says many times in Tehillim, Sabuni chidvarim, Sabuni keklovim. Svavuni is the osios sivivon. But it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mesaviv me. I'm always falling. If I would stop moving for a second, I would fall. And it wasn't easy for David. He was being bounced around from place to place, from tzara to tzara. But all of this was to be megalad in the Kudush of Mashiach, and he was happy in that. Because David HaMelech was zeichet to be megalad his Nekudas Mashiach. There was a goyishna at the end of the spinning. So David HaMelech, the Mashiach is called Yinoin. It's from the Lashon Nun, the Sfarim say. This whole Indian of the letter Nun really ties into Yehuda. From where Mashiach comes from. We're not talking the Yehuda Avenue. We're going right now down the Yosef Avenue. The Arizal has a kavana by Halakas Ner Chanukah where he says that when you say the Shem Havaya, you have to be mechavin the Shem Regel. It's two names together. It's called Ab Kasa. They put them together, it makes the Shem Regel. And also Derech. Mechavin the Shem Derech, which comes from two times Yabok. As if to say that when you say the Shem Havaya, when you light the Ner Chanukah, what you acknowledge is that Hashem is my regel. Hashem is my derech. I don't have a derech. My derech is that I follow the Shechina. I follow the letter Hey wherever it goes. I don't have a regel. And if I do, I only have one, and I can't stand with one regel. That's what a dreidel is. And the Ner Chanukah represents that Hey. It's the letter of Geula, like by the Matzah. It's interesting, it connects to Yosef in Mitzrayim. It says, Hey Lachem Zerah. That Yosef was Isaac in the letter Hey, that he planted Zerah and the Zeria from where the matzahs come from. But following the Ner Chanukah is following the letter Hey. So the Ari has a kavana when it comes to Lima Natar Lishma. He says, Lishma is Lishem Hey. It's for the sake of the letter Hey, with purpose. To be davak to the Shechina Akdosha. Even the word Lishma is the letter Lamed in the front and letter Hey in the back. Lamed Shom Hey. And there he says that one of the parts of the Kavana when it comes to Limud HaTorah Lishma, the entire Kavana, and it's a three-part Kavana, which is interesting because that's the letter Gimel again, is that it all revolves around the letter Hey. He has nine ways of breaking up the letter Hey. And the first section of the letter Hey is, he says like this. You have to take Hey, and we know Hey can be spelled three ways. Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, and Hey Yud. And he says, and if you take the letter Hey itself, and you add this all together, it's Gemashia 36. What this means for us, is that if you take the totality of the letter Hey, you have 36 Neres Chanukah. Following the Ner Chanukah is following the letter Hey. That at a time when a person is making the bracha and he's saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and he sees himself as that dreidel, and he says, I have no raglaim, Hashem is my regal, Hashem is my derech, and then a person says, what do I follow? You follow the Ner Chanukah. That just like at the time of Kodesh Baruch Hu was Vayasev Elohim Asa'am, when he spun the dreidel to take the Yinan of Mitzrayim, and that would, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu give the Yinan to come out of Mitzrayim? Give them an Eish. He says, follow the Eish through the Midbar. And in fact, that Eish is brought down at the end of the Sugya of Chanukah. The very last thing in the Sugya of Chanukah, which the Gemara brings, is about the Eish with the Yidden followed in the Midbar. This is the Eish of Chanukah, which takes you to Sinai. But the real winners are the people who are davuk to the Hay. Which is why by Yosef HaTzadik, what does the Torah say? Eidus b'yahoysef samo. The Gemara says that Yosef got the letter Hey added to his name, which is the Eidus Shehashchina Shor B'Yisrael. What the Gemara also says in the Sugya of Chanukah, that the hay was Hashem's edus on Yosef, that he was always dabuk to the letter hay. That even in a time where he was Yosef, was being oisik b'sak of a tanisai, and he had the sin, the letter shin, just like everybody else had, he still had the hay. V'haraya, he went down to Mitzrayim and he followed the Shechina there. Mitzrayim was gematria Shechina. But Yosef hura, that even though his sivivon had fallen, it fell on the letter hay. It just looked like it was a shin, but it was really a hay all along. Which is interesting that the Ari has a kavana by Sha'a Sanisim, that the word She'a and then there's Sa, Sin Hei, the Ari says. That the Shin and the Hei, they're not inseparable in the kavana. That Karpas, that Shin, even Kislev, the Sefer Yetzirah says, Himlech or Samech B'Sheina, Sheina is a letter Shin. Samech is to be Samech, that Shin. What's interesting is that if you take the word Gimel and you spell it out, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed, Gematria 83. 83 is Gematria Chanukah without the Vav. Now if you add 83 to the letter He, which is He Aleph, you have 89. Which is Gematria Chanukah with the Vav. So that means the Gimel and Hay together, which represents Chanukah, these are the real winners. This is the secret of the Matzah, like we said before, the secret of Geula. I mean, Geula is Gimel, Kel, Hay. And when a person says that my ikur gemul, that my ikur victory, that my ikur hatzlacha is, and I'm dovik to the Shechina Kedusha, and at the moment that a person says, I don't know how to follow, I don't know the derech, I don't know where to go, and then Hashem illuminates his world with the Neir Chanukah, which is the place from where Saviv Kolamin comes from, that a person can be boiteach in that or, that this is the Oyosh Mashiach, this is the light of Gaishna, this is that which is being Saviv Kolamin is Gufa the Tachlis itself. That a Jew should be dovek to this light. This is the purpose of creation. We have this chus when we sit by the Neres Chanukah, by the Deles, to be misfalot to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is, he's spinning us once again. It should land favorably for us. Then even if you have to go into very low places, we should be finding the Shechina wherever we go. We should follow the Shechina wherever it goes. Like the Medrash says, why? The Zayar says, why did Avram go down to Mitzrayim in the first place? So the Zayar says he was following the Shechina. He saw the Shechina go down and he went down too. That's why Avram is Behei Baram. He was given the letter Hey also in his name. Because if you follow the Shechina, you get the Hey. And that's Hashem's Eidus on you, that you're really a Lichtige Yid. So many times we can paint out the Avodas Hashem that it can be very complicated in the 613 mitzvahs, but it's all revolving around one Nakuda. That a person was created to be Mas'anig with the Borei Olam. But Hashem wants our dveikus with Him more than we want the dveikus with Him. And He gives us this chus every year to be dovek to the Shechina, to enjoy the Neres Chanukah, these 36 lights. And the tachlis is that even when Chanukah goes away and the lights disappear, there's still a roishim of the Ner Chanukah, which is left on a person's heart, which is in the world, that a person is not misyech das. And even though if he follows it for 8 days, he's batuach that he'll follow it the whole year round. And it'll take him to Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. That it is Gemar of the Chasima. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Mesavim with the Olam again. Bechlal v'Efrat. Should we give Hatzlacha, Bepratius, Mitzad Yosef, Mitzad each and every individual, Mitzad Klal Yisrael as a whole. Kodesh Baruch Hu should open up our eyes to follow the Shechina HaKadosha, to be able to see the Shechina in everything which we do, to have a Derech Teva and a Regel Echad, to be Nimshach HaShechina, Ner L'Rag L'Dvarecha, likras hashchina gdeishan, to be zechet to that light of gdeishan, to that light of Mashiach tzidkeinu, but be as goyal tzedek, and you have a main woman.
Smile. The life hack.
That's what the kids are saying these days.
No, it's good. It's Chanukah. I lost. I feel like I lost a lot of my vision when I was sick. I don't know if it's really true. I feel like my vision's gotten a lot worse. So Baruch Hashem, the nearest Chanukah can heal our eyes. But until that takes full effect, we'll be so much unnatural sources of light. Just Rabbi Mori. Svasemes writes by Chanukah, Tafresh Mem Dalet. The Yom Tovim of Chanukah and Purim.
It's a jellyfish.
Da Malam Malam. Svasema says that Chanukah and Purim were dafka tafresh mem dalet by Chanukah. Svasema says that Yom Tovim of Chanukah and Purim were specifically given to Klal Yisrael to carry us through the galus, and as opposed to the regalim of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, which unfortunately in some way they're chaser b'zman hazeh, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah and Purim, we have the ability to still be Mekayim, the mitzvah, in its entirety. And the Sfarim point out that by Hanukkah Befrat, the Inyan of Mosif HaHolich, that there's a struggle very often as Galus drags on. It's been so long since we've had the Beis HaMikdash, it's been so long since we brought the Karban Pesach, it's been so long since we went Aliyah L'Regel. We feel more and more detached from the Yom Tov. But these Yom Tovim of Galus, the Yom Tovim of Chol, the Yom Tov of Chanukah and Purim, Dafka, as time goes on, and maybe even more so by Chanukah than by Purim, as the darkness of the Galus gets darker, and the Galus of Edom drags on longer, and there's a Mosif HaHolich of the Cheshchus HaGalus, so like the Gemara says, Shraga Batira Mai Mahani. How does a candle help by day? The darker it gets, the more the candle is Powell. So the darker it gets, the more Klai Yisrael is able to feel Chanukah. But Chanukah and Purim really work hand in hand. Chanukah and Purim, the Yom Tov of Chanukah and Purim, celebrate the Hatzalah of Klai Yisrael and the Hatzalah of Torah. Which is which? So they're both. But I would probably agree that Purim is really the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael, and Chanukah is the Hatzalah of Torah. Purim obviously was a big time of the Hatzalah of Torah. Hadr Kiblua. Hadr is a Chanukah lash. Hadr Kiblua v'mei HaChashverosh. They were mekabel the Torah once again on Purim. And there's no question that on Chanukah they were physically fighting a war for Hatzalas Yisrael. But I think we would probably agree that Purim was really a threat to the existence of the guf of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael as a nation were targeted by Haman HaRasha. And on Chanukah it was Torah that was targeted. Which means that the end of time, the Yom Tovim of Chanukah and Purim are really being mashlim and really bringing to its full expression, the tachlis of the Bria. What does Rashi tell us at the very, very beginning of Chumash? Bereishis bara. Rashi says that the tachlis of the Bria, Bereishis bara, Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil HaTorah, which is called Reishis Darko, Mishlei Parches, Ubishvil Yisrael, which is Reishis Tvuasa. So you see that the Yom Tov of Chanukah and Purim really bring us full circle. If the whole tachlis of the Bria is Bishvil HaTorah, which is what Chanukah comes to solidify, and the whole tachlis of the Bria is Bishvil Yisrael, which is what Purim comes to remind us that Klal Yisrael can never be destroyed, that Reishis Darko and Reishis Tvuaso, again being Meramis to the Torah, Reishis Darko and Reishis Tvuaso, which Yirmiyahu HaNavi in the second parak says is being Meramis to Klal Yisrael, that's the tachlis, that's the entirety of creation. There's a sefer, I forgot to bring it along. Baruch Hashem, there's still, even on Chanukah, as much as I like to disconnect a little bit more, there's a couple good things a computer can be used for. So I was able to print out, I was very upset at myself, it's not the same. I have a sefer at home called the Kedushas Aaron. The very, very end of the Kedushas Aaron. Kedushas Aaron was a Talmud of the Rebbe of Kamarna, not the Eichel Bracha, his son. And he brings a very interesting, very, very interesting thing. I'm not sure exactly who is even quoting. It's in the back of the Sefer, a section called Zichron Tiferes Tzvi. I found this somewhere in Pennsylvania on a Shabbaton with some high school kids. Took along the Sefer Kedushas Aaron. I didn't really know what it was. Still don't really know what it is. I spent some time with the Sefer over that Shabbos, maybe a year ago. And I found something which I didn't really know what to do with until the last 24 hours. I think I understand a little more now. Again, Rashi tells us that the tachlis of the Bria is Reishis Darko and Reishis Tvuaso. That's everything. That's the entirety of the Bria. Reishis Darko and Reishis Tvuaso, plus the Kolel, because the goal is obviously to put them together, is Gematria 2,868. It's a big number. Kedushas Aaron says, what is the mystery, what is the secret, what is the sod of 2,868? He says, if you add up Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Teferas, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, it's exactly 2,868. Which means that the Tachas of the Bria, which is Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, which is Merumas in the phrase Reishis Darko and Reishis Tuaso, is the full expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this world, from Keser to Malchus. He brings a further remez. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Gemara tells us in Brachos that Bezalel had an unbelievable ability to create wondrous things in the Mishkan because he knew the secret of the Osios, he knew how to be Mitzarif, the Osios of the Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and so many Svarim explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the letters of Aleph through Taf and he was able to build the entire Bria using the Osios of Aleph through Taf. Magid Mezrich, Chusuyen Aleinu, says that Bereishis Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashemayim v'sa'aretz, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashem built with es, with Aleph through Taf. That's how Hashem built the world. So again, in the back of the Kedushas Aaron, it's on page 380, you can look it up. You can take this photocopy if you want. Rubenstein gets first dibs. He says, if you spell out B'miloi, Aleph, Bez, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion, Ches, Tes, all the way through Taf, it's also 2,868. Which means that we have a new understanding of the first Rashi in Chumash. The Reishis Darko and Reishis Tuaso, the fact that there should be a Chanukah, there should be a Purim, there should be a Klal Yisrael, there should be a Torah, right? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu should express himself through the Holy Osios of the Torah, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to express himself, whatever that means, through the Sefiros, from Keser through Malchus, that's the Tachlis of the Bria. Now we said that Chanukah is Torah and Purim is Yisrael. So I'll share with you another Sefer. There's a sefer called the Mishnah Sa'itim. It's put together here with another section called Drusha Yom Yom, written by a grandson of Uri Strelitzker, the Saraf of Strelitzk. And in the Drusha Yom Yom, in the very back of the sefer also, good things are always in the back of the sefer, he has in his writings by Chanukah and Purim, Ramazim Niflam, and he says, Gam nirmaz v'ascholas habriya b'tevas b'reishis. Shenidrash b'shvil ha-Torah shnikra reishis darko b'shvil Yisrael shnikra reishis tu aso. He says b'shvil ha-Torah is Chanukah. We're on based on the days of Chanukah. That Yavan came l'ashkiach Torah. And the days of Chanukah came to make sure that there should be a Torah. Now again, the Lashon of Rashi is b'shvil ha-Torah, which is an interesting Lashon. That's the hay that Rubenstein was telling us about. It's to be Hashem's Torah with the Shechina. Torah l'shma, b'shvil ha-Torah, not just Torah as an intellectual study, but on Chanukah, of course, it's ha-Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. So he says that if you take the name of the Yom Tov, which is Chanukah, 89, plus Kislev, 116, plus Teves, 411, because Chanukah is unique in that it spans 2 months, Chanukah plus Kislev plus Teves is Gematria ha-Torah, 616. U'b'shvil Yisrael, which is Purim, fighting for Klal Yisrael. He says, Purim we know takes place in Adar. Purim is 336. Adar is 205. Zgamatri Yisrael, 541. Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael. Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah Kislev Teves is HaTorah. And Purim plus Adar is Zgamatri Yisrael. You could also say a different remez for Chanukah, which he brings in a different context. He says that we know that Chanukah is 8 days. So he says, if you take 8 times Yom, Yom times 8 for the 8 days of Chanukah, Yom times 8 is 448, and then the actual days of Chanukah, Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes, Lamed, Aleph and Beis of Teves, the 8 days of Chanukah, so it's 8 times Yom plus 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 1, 2, is also B'gematria HaTorah. So the whole Indian of Chanukah is is the Hatzalah of Torah. Everybody knows that the Bnei Yisachar, Megal Amukos, many tzaddikim, Shlach Kadosh, tell us that Chanukah, that the Indian of Chanukah is very much makusher to Yosef Atzadik. The hour's late, we'll try to move quickly. The Yosef Atzadik, of course, is the tzaddik. And Bnei Yisachar brings many Ramazim again, found in Megal Amukos, Parshas Miketz, that Yosef is the Zel Umazeh of everything that Yavan stands for. Yosef is Gematria 156. Melech Yavan, the Melech being the embodiment of the entire people, is 156. Melech Yavan has a name. A name is a person's essence. The name of Melech Yavan is Antiochus. Antiochus is 156. Yosef, Arizal points out in Likutei Torah, he says that Yosef is Gematria Tzion. We know the novelty, the tragic novelty of Galus Yavan is that it took place in Tzion, that there could be a Galus in Eretz Yisrael. The very words are themselves a misnomer, but that there could be a Galus in Tzion. Tzion is Gematria 156. And the Svarim explained that if you look at the word Tzion, the Inyan of Tzion is to put the Tzadi, Yosef HaTzadik, in front of the word Yavan, to make sure that Yosef HaTzadik should be the one to fight against Yavan. Yosef is the Lahava, like Rashi brings. Yosef is the tip of the flame. Yosef is the fire. By the bracha of Levi, the Chashmonam who fought so valiantly against the Yavanim. By the bracha of Levi, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Ufol Yadav Tirtza, Machatz Masnayim Kamav. Rabbi Baranov in the Ur V'Simcha brings very interesting Ramazim on this pasuk. He says, L'mashal, one of the things he brings, Machatz, we know is very much connected to Chanukah, the Lashon of the She'iltos, that when a person lights the menorah, so he has the mezuzah on the right, he has the mitzvah of Chanukah on the left, and the Baal HaBayis is standing in the middle in his tzitzis, wrapped in his talis, in his tzitzis, he says, Machatz, Masnayim Kamav, to chop down the legs of our enemies, again, which is a reference, look at Rashi over there, in Vezos HaBracha, it's a reference to the 13 brave soldiers who fought against the Yavanim. He says, Machatz is Rashi Tevos, Mezuzah, Chanukah, Tzitzis. The person wraps himself in this mitzvah, and he strikes down Kamav, those who rise up against him. Kamav is Gematria 156. Hisnari Me'afar Kumi, the whole Indian of the Pach Shemen. Some of us spoke earlier this week, Me'ashpos Yaram Evio, on the Indian of taking the Pach Shemen, which literally, according to Tosos, was found in the dirt. Hisnari me'offer kumi is Gematria 156. Right, to dust off that Pach Shemen that's buried deep in the earth, and to bring it forward. This is the Inyan Yosef HaTzadik is very much the Inyan against Yavan. And again, there's a lot to say there. Yosef is the Inyan of Mosif Aholich, certainly an Inyan of Chanukah. Yosef has a very beautiful body, and yet he uses it in a holy way, unlike Yavan, which flaunts the body in a very unholy way. Chanukah is Gematria Guf, as the Sfarim say. The sugi of Yosef, Haborek Ein Bomayim, is put smack in the middle in such a strange way, in the middle of the Chanukah sugya. So Yosef is undoubtedly one of the key, if not the key, Torah personality who corresponds to Yavan. We also know that Chanukah has a very unique connection to another child of Yaakov, you know, and that's Dina. Pasuk says in Eov in the third parak, I did not experience shalva, v'lo shikatati, v'lo nachti, v'yavo roges. And I didn't have shalva, I didn't have sheket, I didn't have nachas or menucha, and roges, and all sorts of troubles came upon me. Says the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that these four lishonos are the four difficulties that Yaakov Avinu would experience in his lifetime. I didn't have shalva, I didn't have sheket, I didn't have menucha, and then I faced roges. The third one, v'lo nachti, corresponds to the third struggle that Yaakov had in his life, which was Dina. He had to deal with Esav, he had to deal with Lavan, he had to deal with his daughter Dina being raped, Rachmana Litzlan, and then he had to deal with the roges, rogues Oshel Yosef, and the fight against the brothers, and Yosef being sold, Mechiras Yosef, v'chul. That's the Medrash in Bereish Yisrael. Ma'isa avos simin labanim, that everything that happened to Yaakov happens to Klal Yisrael. So you go into the Medrash and Shemos Rab, and the Medrash says that these four Lashonos, I didn't have Shalva, I didn't have Sheket, I didn't have Menucha or Nachas, and I faced this Rogas, correspond to the four exiles. Bavel, Mada, Yavon, and Edom. Which means that the third Galus, which is Yavon, which is Chanukah, corresponds to Dina. And again, it's very easy for us to understand some of the obvious connections between Dina and the Yom Tov of Chanukah. That Dina was Dafka attacked in Eretz Yisrael. How similar it was that Dina should be defiled, that she should be violated in this way. So similar to the Gemara in Ksuvos and Dafki Momabez, Tibal Letasar Tchila, the Yavana made a wicked decree that the Jewish girls should be violated in this way, the Lashon of the Rambam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that the Yavanim targeted not only Klal Yisrael's money and possessions, but they were also after, in the Lashon of the Rambam, Bivno Seyem, they tried to get our daughters, they make gezeiros against mikvah, to try to be Mitame, the Kedushas Yisrael. So there's no question that Dina, and Yavan, and Znus, and Chanukah, and Tumah, and defilement, and again, these Lashonos in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, that the third of Yaakov's struggles is Dina, and the Medrash and Shemos Rabbah, that the third Galus is Yavan. Ayin Or Gedalia, where he has an Arichas about this, but again, needless to say, there's a strong connection between Yosef and Chanukah, and there's a strong connection between Dina and Chanukah. Step three, there's a strong connection between Yosef and Dina. Rashi in Vayetzei says that Leah became pregnant, and she realized that she's going to have a Zachar. And she realized that if I have another male child, that means that Rachel's not even going to be on the same Madrega in terms of her children as the Shvachos of Yaakov Avinu, as Bilah and Zilpah. And therefore she davened, and Rashi's lashon was that it was Napach L'Nekeva, got transformed into a Nekeva. Now exactly what that means, there's a lot to explore. It seems clear from the way that the Arizal presents it, is that there was mamish, a switch that took place between the potential child that Rachel would have and the child that Leah would have, and that Yosef and Dina were that switch. It's not explicit in Rashi, but Leah was having a Zachar, Leah was going to have Yosef. And Rachel was going to have a Nekeva, his stomach would be Dina. And there was a switch. There was a switch. The Leah in the end would give birth to Dina, and Rachel would be Zochet to have the child Yosef. And again, there are many, many connections in the Sfarim. I don't have time to get into everything now. It's interesting that the source for this Maimar Chazal that Rashi's quoting in Vayetzei is a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Amid Aleph. And the one who actually makes this drasha, that Leah was pregnant with the Zachar and then it was Nepach and the Keva is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef of all people is the one who says this drasha. But again, there are many, many Ramazim indicating that Yosef and Dina have this very deep connection. In Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it says that everyone was born with a Shidduch. Everyone was born with their spouse, with their Zivug, with the exceptions of Yosef and Dina. Therefore, it's obvious for us. Radal over there in his writings on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer makes the connection even more clear. But it's obvious to us that the two who are left alone are in fact the pair, that Yosef and Dina. That Yosef and Dina are a very interesting and unusual pair. Something we wouldn't say if not for a tzaddik saying such a thing. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, and it's very much merumas in the way the Arizal understands the switch. Again, it's a question: were the children fully formed and then they switched? Was it forming one way and then it was transformed? In which case, there was still a remnant of Yosef in Dina and a remnant of Dina in Yosef. That seems to be the way the Arizal learns it. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov. He says a startling thing. It's unusual that Dina, we know, Vateitze Dina Bas Leah, that Dina who's Bas Leah, that Dina goes out. She goes out. Why is she going out? Called Kvud Bas Melech Pnima. But she has a little bit of this masculine trait to her, and she wants to go out. And Rav Yaakov says, and again, these are big things, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that Yosef has a little bit of Dina still left in him. A little bit of an Akeva left in him. And maybe that's why Yosef is so busy. He's misalsal besaros. He's busy with his hair. It's an Indian of an Akeva, to be busy with her hair. But you see that Chanukah is the Indian of Yosef, and Chanukah is the Indian of Dina, and Yosef and Dina are one Indian. Another connection between Yosef and Dina, which is what I really want to get to for another couple minutes, is that Yosef and Dina both have a connection to Shechem. We know that the Maisa Dina took place in Shechem. Shechem ben Hamor. And we know that Yosef has a very strong connection to the Makom called Shechem. Yosef is buried in Shechem in Yitzhak Yoshua in Parak of Dalid. The Yaakov Avinu in Vayechi in Parak Memches says to Yosef, I'm going to give you an extra portion, one more than your brother. I'm going to give you Shechem Echad al Echecha. You're going to have an extra, literally an extra portion, but it means he gave him Shechem. And he gave him Shechem. So Yosef and Dina both have this connection to Shechem. And now we're ready to ask and to really find the Pachshem. Such a shver inyan. The whole inyan of a galus yavan in Eretz Yisrael to come into the base of Mikdash. Such a chutzpah, such an azus, which we know is the mid of yavan. And that the daughter of Yaakov should be defiled. You understand the response of the brothers to say such a thing happened. The lashon is such a thing can't happen to anyone, let alone a daughter of Yaakov Avinu. Is a daughter of Yaakov Avinu, is our sister going to be treated like a zona? Such a tuma. And yet, if we know that this whole inyan of Dina and Yosef and Shechem is somehow all connected to Chanukah, that means there has to be a Pachshem. I mean, somewhere in all of this tuma, there has to be something very Chanukah-dik that's able to emerge. That again, the same way that there could never have been a Yom Tov of Chanukah, if not for all the tuma that Yavan brought to the Mikdash, to allow for the Pachshem and to be discovered in the way that it was discovered. The same thing has to be true. The same thing has to be true in this Maisa of Shechem and Dina and Yosef and all these pieces somehow have to be Megalatas of Pachshem. And the answer is found in the Arizal and the Shara Pesukim in Parshas Vayishlach, where the Arizal reveals to us the following secret. It says that after Shimon and Levi, they had this whole plot, and Shechem is Shechem ben Hamor ready to join together. They say this is going to be a great plan. These people are honest with us; they mean well. And goes out to the gate and says by the gate, "These Jews, they mean well with us. We'll marry their daughters. They'll marry our daughters. Amish, the daughters coming together, the marriage." Everything that they wanted, this blending of Tumah and Tara. And in terms of these Jews settling amongst us, living together, working together, of course they would need to get a bris milah, which is the beginning, like Abish Shechem, and this Tumah and this Tara. But the Pasuk says, V'yishlach perak lamedal, Pasuk of Alifa, Aretz hinei rachvas yadayim lifneim. There's plenty of room for all of us. There's plenty of land. They go out to the gate of the city and they tell everyone, there's nothing to worry about. These Jews mean well, they're shleimim. They mean well, they're shalim. And the land is rachvas yadayim lifneim. There's plenty of land for everyone. Says the Arizal, Rachvas is Rashi Tevos for Bichanina ben Tradion. Bichanina ben Tradion is the Pachshan. Bichanina ben Tradion is the Neshama, says the Arizal, that somehow, in some strange way, the neshama, again, whatever these things mean, somehow, by the spin of the dreidel, the neshama of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion ends up somehow connected to Shechem. And because of that, Shechem has an attraction to the family of Yaakov, to Dina. And through this chibur of Shechem and Dina, which officially is Kulo Tuma, somehow, we're going to be able to get back this neshama of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Chanina ben Tradion, one of the Asar Haruge Malchus. Chanina ben Tradion, not a Pashat soul. So the question then becomes, now that the Arizal has been megalit to us, that there must be some deep connection to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and Shechem, Rachvas Yadayim Lefnei Rachvas Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, such a... What does it even mean? Shara Gugulim has it as well in Parak Lamed Vav, Hakadama Lamed Vav. So that means Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion has to somehow be deeply connected to Chanukah. We have to figure out, we have to look at the life of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. If he's the Pach Shemen, we have to figure out how is Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion everything that Chanukah represents. We don't know a lot about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. There's not a lot. He appears in two Mishnayos and Shas, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, comes up again in Tanis. There's a couple of statements throughout Shas. saw one sefer made a cheshvin. There's 21 times that Rechayim and Trajan is make statements in Shas. 21 is a big Chanukah number. Eka, Hoda. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Yizayin of a base of a Basra Chesem of a base. The Gemara says that Rechayim and Trajan was most known for one thing. The thing that Rechayim and Trajan was known for, the Gemara says, that if I have money, and I want to give my money to someone, and I want to make sure that the money is used in the way the money is meant to be used. Lo yitein adam ma'osav la'arniki shel tzedakah elim kein ramuna alav tamen chacham k'Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Don't trust your tzedakah with anyone other than Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan and the likes of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. That's what he's known for. He was a gabbai tzedakah. Rashi says over there in Avodah Zarah Yedzayinim Abiz, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan was a gabbai tzedakah. And Rashi says in Yilchesem Aleph, he was someone who's mevater b'mamono. Tosva says if he was in charge of tzedakah, mistama, he was nasan harbet tzedakah from his own money to tzedakah. Rechayim ben Trajan gave a lot of tzedakah. And now I think we start to understand why Rechayim ben Trajan is mamish the shoresh of Chanukah. If he's so connected to Dina, and he's so connected to Shechem, and by extension he's so connected to Yosef HaTzadik, then he's so connected to Chanukah. And tzedakah in many ways is the shoresh of Chanukah. Because in that same lashon of the Rambam that says Pashtu Yadayim Bivnoseyim, the Rambam says Pashtu Yadayim Bivamona. That the Yavanim wanted to misuse our money. We know it's so unusual that the Rama, when he tells us how it's Asir L'shtamish L'or HaNer, the Rama says, Befrat, Taf Rishayim Gimel, the Rama says, the Lach is very clear, the thing that you can't do by the menorah more than anything else is what? Is count money. You can't count money. You can't count your money by the menorah. Because the avoda of Chanukah is tzedakah. They went out to the gate and they said that the land is rachvas yadayim. At the gate they met up and they said, there's plenty of room for everyone here. Plenty to go around. What's the gate of Chanukah? So, you open up Hilchos Chanukah, you want to get started. You look in Simen Taf Reish Ayin. You look in Simen Taf Reish Ayin, that's where Hilchos Chanukah begins. And you want to start reading, you start looking in the Shulchan Aruch, you start looking in the and then you notice, hold on a second, the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham that Rabbi Rubinstein mentioned, that the Na'arim are Soivivim, like a dreidel. The Magen Avraham brings as a hakdama before he says anything. The mamish, the gate of Chanukah, before he says anything, is that the Na'arim have a minhag on Chanukah to go around collecting tzedakah. That poor children go door to door, or maybe wealthy children on behalf of others go door to door, and they collect tzedakah. We know from a tzaddok that every siman in Shulchan Aruch is very precise. There's a reason why a halacha starts in a particular siman. The Beis Yisrael and other tzaddikim point out that Chanukah starts in Taf Reish Ayin because Taf Reish Ayin is a lashon of in Aramaic, right? In Aramaic, that word means a gate. What we would call in Hebrew a shar. In Aramaic, Taf Reish Ayin is a lashon of a gate. It's the entrance, which means the Magen Avraham in the entrance of Chanukah. That Shechem went down to the gate and said, there's Rachvas Yadayim, there's plenty of space for all of us. And the Rizal says, Rachvas is Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. The great Gabbai Tzedakah says that, yeah, there's plenty of money to go around. There is plenty of money to go around. And we're not going to count our money by the menorah. We're not going to sit there counting every penny. We're going to give. We're going to give generously, like Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. We're not going to be like the Yavanim who are Pashtu Yadayim b'mamonim, where they're always looking to hold on to more money and more money and more money. Indian of Chanukah, the nearest Chanukah is a gate. Rabbi Rubinstein spoke about it in one of his other shirim. You know that menorah and shemen is connected to Chachma. The Chachma poseach sha'arim. That the whole Indian of Chachma and shemen is to create a gate. Chanukah creates a gate, an opening, and therefore the gate to Hilchos Chanukah, the Magen Avraham, also something there. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham tells us that the gate to Hilchos Chanukah is tzedakah. to be rachvas yadayim, exactly what the pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, rachvas yadayim, to have expansive hands, to have open hands, hands that want to give. Talmai HaMelech, the Gemara in Megillah says that he isolated a bunch of great Jews and told them they need to translate the Torah into Lashon Yavanis. And they were very nervous, what are they going to do? When they got to the Talmai animals, they realized that one of the non-kosher animals was the Arneves, the bunny rabbit. And Talmai, either his wife or his mother, depending on different Gersos, looking at Rabbi Kiva Eger there, he's based on the Yerushalmi, based on the Medrash, either his mother or his wife's name was Arneves, was bunny. So what, they're going to write in the Sefer Torah that the bunny is a tummy animal? So instead of writing Arneves, they decided to change it. The same way, instead of writing Bereshis Bar Elokim, they wrote Elokim Bar Bereshis. They made different changes to make the Torah more understandable in Lashon Yavani, which was a very dark experience when the Torah was translated into Lashon Yavani. So instead they wrote Si'iras Raglayim, the one with the short legs. Why would they translate bunny rabbit as one with the short legs? Everyone knows that a bunny has short hands. Bunny has short hands. So the Ben Yishchai writes, the Ben Yoyada, he says, because the same way that Esav was called Esav because of the way he looked. And people were called based on different experiences. Reuven, Shimon, everyone was called based on an experience or the way that they appeared. The reason that Mrs. Talmai, or Mama Talmai, was called Arneves is because when she was born, she had short hands. So it's not going to be much of a tikkun instead of writing Arneves if they write the short-handed animal as a Talmai animal. That's still an insult. So they had to write the word in a double code. They have to write the one with the short legs. But they changed Mrs. Talmai. They changed it from what it really was, which was Tziras Yadayim. The Indian of the Arneves is Tziras Yadayim, short hands. It's almost the opposite of Rachvas Yadayim, Vichnin Ben Shradyim, the Gavet Stuck who wants to give and give and give. And that's why you find in the Medrash that when it lists the four Tamei animals in Vayikra Rabbah, it says that Arneves is Galus Yavan, that the bunny rabbit with the short hands is Galus Yavan. So the entrance into the whole world of Chanukah is the Indian of Tzedakah, and that's the Indian of Rabbi Chanina ben Chadya. Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Yod, Gidol Tzedakah Shemekareves as a Geula. If Chanukah is a Zman of Achana for the Geula Shleima, whereas the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Sadiches, Ein Yerushalayim Niftes Ela B'Tzedakah, that Yerushalayim will only be redeemed in the Zchus of Tzedakah. And it quotes the pasuk, Tzion b'mishva tipade, v'shaveha b'tztaka. Rav Wolfson, Tafshin Nun Tes, Amunas Itecha, Tafshin Nun Tes, Parshas Vayishlach, says that shaveha b'tztaka is gematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. 5:18. Tzion b'mishva tipade, Tzion, that's 156 again, Tzadi in front of a Yavan. Yosef, a Tzadik in front of a Yavan. That Tzion b'mishva tipade, the Yerushalayim will only be niftes, B'schus HaTzedakah. That only a person who's willing to give tzedakah, only a person who's willing to give tzedakah is a person who really understands what Geula is, and a person only giving tzedakah understands what Chanukah is. And that was the Inyan of Rabbi Chanina ben Shradyim. That the world of Yosef and the world of Dina and the world of Shechem gives birth to Rachvas Yadayim, gives birth to Rabbi Chanina ben Shradyim. The Gemara over there in Bava Basra Daf Yud says that the Indian of tzedakah is the following. A heretic once came to Rabbi Akiva and said, you know, tzedakah is really heresy. Because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to a person and makes them poor, what right do you have to give them money? What right do you have to give someone money? Kadosh Baruch Hu made them poor. Hashem spun the dreidel. They landed on whatever they landed on. Maybe shin. You have to put in. They don't have so much. They don't have so much money. So what right do you have to go behind Hashem's back and to give tzedakah? So Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, if an Eved is thrown into a dungeon and you go behind the king's back and you try to supply the Eved with food and drink, so that is a perversion. That is a perversion. It's Morid B'Malchus. But if the king puts his own son, his own child in the dungeon, and you go behind the king's back, even though the king has to sometimes punish his child, but it's a child of the king. The king's actually happy that his child has what? So you see from that Gemara that the whole Indian of tzedakah, the whole heter of tzedakah, is that tzedakah is ma'or the Indian of banim. It's ma'or the inyan that we're banim lamakom. The heter to give tzedakah is only allowed if we understand the inyan of banim lamakom. If we understand that we're Hashem's children, and that's something that's non-negotiable, it'll never change. Who, of course, is the one who teaches us the inyan of banim lamakom? Who teaches us the inyan of banim lamakom? No, who teaches us banim lamakom? Ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. It's Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir, of course, Meir. Rabbi Meir is a very Chanukah-dik Jew. And Rabbi Meir, of course, was married to who? Is Rabbi Meir's wife? Bruria. And who's Bruria? The daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradio. The daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradio. Rabbi Meir is the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradio. Rabbi Meir is the one who codified. We've said many times, the Rashba in two tshuva says, halacha l'maisa, we paskin like that sheet of Rabbi Meir. The benkach u'benkach kriyim banim. So the whole world of Yechanina ben Tradim, that world of tzedakah, the world of tzedakah, which is really the hakdam, it's the shahr, it's the entranceway into the reminder that benkach benkach kriyim banim, which the Yevanim so much, again, we don't have time to go into the whole thing right now, but just very quickly, the whole Yevanim wanted so badly to take away that notion of banim. Like we say in the Lashon of the Bimei Matisyahu, that the Yevanim came al amchli Yisrael, right? But acher kein bo banecha, the banim came back. Yevanim wanted to convince us that you're not banim lamakom, it's not absolute. But then we came back. And the way that we express that is by an understanding that the opening halacha of Hilchos Chanukah, right, the Chanukah begins with the inyan of tzedakah. But the Magen Avraham tells us that the starting point of Chanukah is this inyan. That's why Tradion, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Tradion is Gematria, Taf Reish Ayin. Tradion is 670. That's this first siman where Hilchos Chanukah starts. That's the gate. That's the gate. I'll just say, just beremez, very, very, very quick, and I'll say one last thing. The Gemara has a very famous account of Yechanina ben Tradion. Again, there's very little that we know about him. But a very interesting Chanukah tzedakah incident that occurred with Yechanina ben Tradion, when the Gemara questions, is he really such a great gabbai tzedakah? The Gemara says, yes, he's unbelievable in tzedakah. Now, one time, the Maos shel Purim, which he had set aside money for Purim, and the money of tzedakah got mixed up, and he gave them all the money to the Indian. He didn't try to cut corners. He said all the money, in the end it was on my cheshbon, I messed up, I confused different monies. Some money that was set aside for Purim, some money that was set aside for tzedakah, and somehow it got mixed all together, and in the end he gives it all away. He asked Rabbi Rubinstein to give a parish, but it's the Indian of Netzach and Hod, it's the Indian of is Chanukah Hod? Is Purim Hod? Sometimes it gets a little confusing. What's Netzach? What's Hod? It gets mixed together in the end. In the end, it's all really one Inyan. It's all really one Inyan anyway. So in the end, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion gave all the money to tzedakah. But the recognition that we're banim lamakom, the way that the Pnei Yeshua answers this question, if tumah hutra b'tzibur, what do we need the nes of Chanukah? And he says the answer is because it wants to be megala that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has an unbelievable chibas hamakom aleinu. Chibas is Rashi Tevas Chanina ben Tradion. Chanina ben Tradion. The chibas, mitzvah chaviva hiad ma'od, the mitzvah of Chanukah, which the Rambam says is so chaviv. So I'll just be mesayim. There are many words that we use to fight back against Yavan. The word Elyon is Al Yavan. The word Dimyon, which Rabbi Nassim talks about in Likutei Halachos, to be conquered, the Avodah of Chanukah is to conquer Dimyon, is to put the Mem Dal, the 44 Neros, 36 plus the 8, Shamashim, to put 44 Neros in front of Yavan. Higayon, the world of logic, which is so much connected to the Inyan of Yavan's way of thinking, is to put the Hay and the Gimel in front of Yavan. Hay and Gimel is 8, to put 8 in front of Yavan. Spoke the other day about Me'ashvos Yarem Evyon, the Inyan of putting the Av in front of Yavon to remind ourselves of Yinu Shuvah Shemayim, Banim L'makom, Av is the Lashon of Ratzon, we spoke the other day. Rav Wolfson writes, Emunas Yitecha Tavshin Nun Gimel Vayishlach, he says, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, the whole Inyan of Tradion, which again is Gematria 670, the opening simon of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Chanukah, Tradion's Inyan of Teirid Yavon, to cause Yavon to have a Yerida, to cause Yavon to fall apart, and to no longer be able to rise up once again. So, end where we started. We said the Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Torah. for a Muslim that we saw, Chanukah, Kislev Tevis, Gematria HaTorah. Beautiful Ramazan from the Drusha Yom Yom. And Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon died al Kiddush Hashem, the end of his life, as he was burned with the Sefer Torah. He's one of the Asar Haruge Malchus. Some Sfarim Cheshvin that he's the sixth of the ten Asar Haruge Malchus. Six, of course, is the Mid of maybe Yosef HaTzadik. Again, the connection. Right, but he was Nisraf in a Sefer Torah. He gave his whole life. He taught Torah Barabim at a time when you weren't allowed to teach Torah Barabim, and he gave his life for Torah. That was the end of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. Mamish went up with the Sefer Torah. He was sentenced to Sreifa. Mamish became a Ner Chanukah. So Mir Tzashem, B'schus the Heilige Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, we should be people who are Rachvas Yadayim, who have expansive hands, who want to give and to reach out to others. We should have a Harchavas Halev, to open our hearts as well, obviously. To be connected deeply to Torah, to burn deeply for Torah, the Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon himself burn deeply for Torah, to feel the chibas hamakom aleinu, to feel the unbelievable love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that benkach hu benkach kriyim banim, that under all circumstances, no matter what, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And in this way, Mir Tzashem will be able to mekayim the pasuk uvacharta v'chayim, bacharta z'vashitevos Chanina ben Trajon, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. And Mir Tzashem will be zoche to once again see Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, all the tzaddikim who sacrificed so much so that we could be here today, sitting here in glass and basking in the light of the Ner Chanukah. Shvizocha to see the return of all those tzaddikim. Tchias amesim v'gula b'mir v'minot.
Hey, Rabba Kadama, sitali bai be arasa yehera bakadama sitali bai be arasa misashle mishalde leba leba de khalam khisawa ahar leba de khalam khisawa tal khayb lishara misashle mishalde leba leba de khalam khisawa
I did.